Well, we said this when Kanye was here on the show, but he really is a changed man. You remember, Rush, you were like, you know, marriage has changed you. And for some people, marriage makes them a better person. It's definitely true with Kanye West.
Yeah.
He's making apologies, giving other people praise. Yesterday on Twitter, he apologized to Beck. You know, that was the rocker he said wasn't deserving of his Album of the Year Grammy.
Right.
He also apologized to Bruno Mars, saying, I used to hate on him, but I really respect what he does as an artist.
Right.
He even wants Bruno to do the hook on a song he produced with Diddy featuring Tyler, the Creator. Yeezy also praised Drake.
Wow.
He called Drake the hottest rapper in the game. Do you agree with that, Russ?
Pretty much, as far as lyrics.
Yeah. Okay.
But everything is trying to sound the same. Everything in his cage is starting to get it. He's going to, next thing you know, you're going to be Eminem. And everything's going to be screaming and yelling, and then everybody thinks that's all you're going to do.
Right. So if you want a hot album, of course you need Kanye. And guess what 90s rapper is getting back in the music game with the help of Kanye West? Who would you like to
Russ
see?
Russ Parr.
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Bobby Jimmy is
not
back.
Bobby Jimmy. Oh, yeah. Not Bobby Jimmy. Is there any rapper that you'd like to see come back that was hot in the 90s?
Nas.
Nas? Boy, are you crazy?
What about me?
Will Smith. So far, he's already recorded about 7 or 8 songs. Meantime, Will plays a veteran con man in his latest on-screen project, Focus, in theaters today, which Albert saw. Is that your...
Yes, Focus.
That's your review is vicious?
Yes, it's vicious. We can talk about it if you like.
Will Smith is not a rapper.
He is a rapper. Parents doesn't understand.
He fooled us. He's not a rapper.
Yesterday, we told you, this is like all Kardashian news. My goodness. Yesterday, we told you the Kardashians had signed on to do 4 more seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians for a record $100,000. But an NBC Universal, or $100 million, thank you.
Wow.
An NBC Universal rep says that money is grossly inaccurate. It's probably like $200 million. Meanwhile, Kim K thanked her IG fans for getting her 27 million followers with a picture of her ass in a thong.
Thirst trap.
Bobby Shmurda, detailing his time behind bars on conspiracy and gun charges. He called New York's Hot 97 from jail, revealed that he's currently in protective custody, which I would think he's in protective custody. Some rapper named Rowdy Rebel was arrested alongside Shmurda. He's spending time in solitary confinement as well because of an incident with another inmate. Now, Bobby Shmurda couldn't talk too long, and y'all know why.
Right.
It got cut off after Shmurda started talking about the officers who arrested him.
1 minute.
So does that mean they cut him off from jail? He started talking about the officers who arrested. Does that mean they were...
No.
His time was up.
His time was up.
Really?
The call is time.
So. You don't think they were like listening in and said, oh, he's talking about...
They would have just recorded that always do, and they would have let him talk as much as he wanted to.
All right. I'm Afridis. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to the RestPartMorningShow.com.